Hello and welcome to Guy the Truth 365. We're bringing you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 135. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Letitia Pennington. I'm on all social media sites, so please go there and follow and just check out really what I do. I also have a new channel on YouTube, so you can go there and actually see some of the coaching that I actually do as well. And how I help assist people, how we shift you through transformation, how I can assist in the areas that I specialize in as well. So do go there. But today I just wanted to raise the topic on basically social media etiquette. And, you know, even when teaching online this year, last year in 2020, I was actually tutoring at the local college here, and you know, the shifts to online and just teaching levels of people that had really no experience with technology. And I think that is really what we're dealing with on social media. People do make comments, they post pictures, they just say, "Oh, you look beautiful," or you know, just very just comments that really have no depth or conversation. And I think that's really what I wanted to touch on today is, you know, if you are going to make a comment on a post, then please read it first. You know, really read what the person is sharing. What are they trying to get across? What is their message? You know, a lot of us that are doing this in our own spare time is so that we can get our message out to you. You know, I want to share more of my knowledge and wisdom with you. And so I'm pouring my heart and soul into what I do. And then you know, sometimes we just see someone will post a silly picture and say, "Oh, you look lovely today." You know, it's really nice, and I'm not dissing that it's not a positive comment. It is, and it's very nice, and I appreciate all of those nice comments, and I appreciate you think that I look beautiful today or whatever you're commenting on. But, you know, really what would make me feel a hell of a lot better is you actually connecting with me, is you're actually reading the post and making a comment about how you feel about that. You know, talk to me. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here for you to just, you know, like a picture and say how beautiful I look. I already know that. I don't need your viewpoint on what I look like. You know, it's not about what I look like. I don't particularly care what I really look like. You know, of course I do, and I'm very positive, and I'm very happy for, and I'm very fortunate that you all say these lovely things. But really, this year for 2020 is, I really want connection and depth out of you now. You know, we really need to start talking. We need to start communicating. We need to start sharing our thoughts. If you read the posts that people write, some people put great effort into sharing their knowledge and wisdom. And it's just nice that if you can actually really think about it, and really then, you know, when you reply with some interesting understanding that you actually understand what the comment or what the post is about. You know, that's how we learn, that's how we grow, that's how we change the world, and that's how we do it together. You know, sometimes, you know, the videos are just educational, and you may not need to even comment at all. You know, if it's just something you needed to hear at that point in time, great, then I've made a difference in your life at that point. But yeah, I suppose that's really the main coaching tip I would bring up today, is just your presence on social media. How are you communicating? How are you connecting with people? Really think about what pictures and things you're posting. Is that an intelligent way of communication? You know, all these, all this is how we communicate and how we can shift minds and make better connections with people. So that's really it today. It was short and brief, but yeah, social media, how we're communicating, and what we can do better.